Xbox just shelved a massive project that could have changed the future of video games forever. What went wrong? Let's talk about it.
Are you listening?
Sad news, gamers. Xbox's Project Keystone has been shelved. Oh, man. Now what am I going to spend my Stadia refund on? Project Keystone, of course, was Xbox's in-development streaming device, which would allow users to stream video games via Xbox Cloud Gaming without necessarily having to have a console or a PC. Similar to the way that Stadia used the Chromecast, Luna uses the Fire TV, and Nvidia uses the Shield TV. Project Keystone was initially teased 2 years ago and was recently spotted sitting on Xbox President Phil Spencer's shelf of spoilers. Man, who would have thought? An industry shrouded in secrecy, and the biggest source of speculation comes from some IKEA floating shelves. Now, the news of this change comes from our friends over at The Verge, who had a sit-down interview with Phil Spencer, where he said it was more expensive than we wanted it to be when we actually built it out with hardware that we had inside. We decided to focus the team's effort on delivering the smart TV streaming app, which is very interesting, because on the topic of cost, Phil Spencer did say that the ideal cost for Project Keystone would be anywhere from $99 to $129. And dear God, $99 for a streaming stick. Phil, have you lost your mind? I mean, I personally was able to stream Google Stadia games to Walmart's $9 on streaming stick. Now, I do think that we should applaud Xbox here because at the end of the day, I think they are going in the right direction. Why produce a streaming stick when you can literally just put the Xbox streaming app on pre-existing devices? There's no reason that an Xbox Cloud Gaming app could not be installed on a Chromecast, LG televisions, Fire Sticks, or even the Nvidia Shield. Hell, with xCloud offering a progressive web app, anything with a decent enough browser can practically run games through Xbox Cloud Gaming. Prime example of this is when I played Halo Infinite using a Facebook portal. But I do feel like it's important to point out here that Keystone has been shelved, not canceled. And Xbox isn't really running away from cloud gaming. And while I'm anxious to see what Xbox does next in the world of cloud gaming, I'm so glad that they knew a $120 streaming stick wasn't the next step forward.